Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Elder. We on the line.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome again to all of our listeners to our Blog Talk show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And why I was doing that mic check with Elder is because I hear you guys got some severe weather down there, Elder. I was just made aware of that.
Yeah. Passing over, you know, which we're working with it. God's been with us. It's part of what we had to go through. Yeah. So go ahead.
Hallelujah. I'm glad Most High came through. You guys are all safe and sound. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, we made it on the air, and we are very happy about that. We'll go ahead and get right started. We're kind of hitting the ground running tonight. Tonight's subject is, what do you have to lose? Hallelujah. That is a good question. What do you have to lose? With all the demonic activity that's going on in today's world, with all the media, the false propaganda, that's, you know, there was a movie when I was a little boy. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I remember the advertising. It was a show that was called Let's Scare Jessica to Death. Elder, do you remember a movie titled that? Let's Scare Jessica to Death. Like I say, I never saw the movie. This was probably back, I don't know if it was in the 70s. I would have to Google it to be sure.
Yeah.
But I remember even the title back then scared the daylights out of me. I don't know if it was a suspense thriller or if it was one of them horror shows, ghost, demonic shows, but the title was so scary. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes to my mind when I see all the Jedi mind tricks going on and all the false science being pushed down the people's throats and all, I call it pseudoscience,
mm-hmm.
and all the mainstream media propaganda. You know,
uh-huh.
that comes to mind. They are trying to scare the people to death, Elder. They're trying to scare them
to
death. Nothing short of giving people panic attacks. And when people are overcome by fear, they don't make good decisions. They don't make well-rounded, carefully thought-out decisions. They make decisions out of hate and circumstance. And when you do that, it's just like a person that's overcome by alcohol or some other drug. They're, the first thing that's impaired is their judgment. When people make when people are under duress and their decisions are not sound, their judgment is not sound. And
that's right.
What's an example of that? Well, this big vaccine campaign, people are being finagled. Their minds are being kind of herded just like sheep, pressured by fear and anxiety. Anxiety is worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet or might not ever happen. But they're anxious about, you know, it's that boogeyman. You know, Scripture says one of the curses about Israel, we'll be running when nobody's pursuing us. you can just imagine that in your mind. It's like people are running without being pursued. And you got to give it to them. I mean, I'm not giving them a hand to say they're doing something good, but their Jedi mind tricks, their propaganda upon the masses.
Mm-hmm.
If you were looking at a movie, you would say they're doing a masterful job because they have got people whipped into a frenzy.
Whole
pandemic. I mean, from the first inception of it, when these people in China were supposedly eating this bat or bat soup, and then from this one guy or woman eating this bowl of bat soup with soy sauce, and all of a sudden, here we are, about a year and a half later, most of the known societies have been shut down. Are they been going through intermittent shutdowns? Their economies have been flipped upside down, and people now, they're so scared to death of this boogeyman, this pandemic boogeyman. You know, they said, okay, you know what? If you catch this thing, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You're surely going to die. Now you're surely going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use some of their reports. This so-called COVID. Oh, I'm sorry, Elder. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, because what I hear you speaking of here, you know, it's almost understandable why people are in such a fear because, first of all, you see this thing, this death that these people are getting is real, you see? People are dying. But, you see, we've got to put this thing in this right perspective. What are they really dying from? What's killing people now? You see? Think about the vaccine that they are putting out there amongst the people, that's what people got to realize what people are dying from, okay?
That's right.
Because coronavirus, you know, they got this cure all over the place for that. You know, good vitamins and so forth. Vitamin C, zinc, you know, vitamin D3, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That one vitamin, this was coastaling, something that.
All right. Praise the Lord.
So, you know, these people are not really dying from coronavirus, but that's what they making sure that they cover up. They want to make sure that you think that's what's killing them out there. But that's not the killer.
The killer
is Bill Gates, Fauci, and their crowd. Those are the killers that are behind the death, the people that are dying, okay? These people that have come up with this vaccine, those are the murderers. They're the biggest murderers in this world today.
Uh-huh.
They're killing so many people. So, you know, I just want to say that real quick. Go ahead, Ellen.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they're dying. Like you say, they're dying all right, but what are they dying from? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They're not dying from what you think. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into that. You know, since we kind of have to hit the ground running tonight because of, you know, weather issues and everything like that, it was remiss of me to not properly introduce us. Okay. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. I am Elder Yeliah, and I have here my brother Elder Yael, and we are of the Elders Show. You can find us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, and you can bring it all the way down to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So we're happy to have you. That's just the United States, and we're worldwide. Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, so tonight, we do have a title tonight. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? We're going to tell you why we entitled it that. But first, we're going to read our foundational scripture reading. It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 11. I'm going to read out a King James Version. It reads as follows. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. You got that? You know, Bob Marley kind of sung a lyric like that. He says, the stone that the builders refused has become the head cornerstone. Okay, same word, same meaning, same principle. Let me read it again. It says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Hallelujah. And he is talking about that stone. Yahushua is that stone. It says, you will say, well, how do you know you're talking about him? Well, in the very next verse, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And we know salvation is only in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach and repentance of your sins, turning from your sins and turning to the Most High Yahuwah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Elder, before I give it to you and you take it away, I got a prophetic prophecy update that our listeners who've been with us for a while, they could probably remember this. Prophecy update. A few months back, and I spent a few minutes trying to, I didn't know we had so many archive shows, but I went through the archives and I was trying to look for the program that we did where we spoke on that these devils orchestrated by the synagogue of Satan, they were going to try to pit one group of society against another, okay? And not the typical grouping, and not along racial lines or socioeconomic line, but it was going to be a new type of divide and conquer, a division amongst the so-called haves and have-nots, but this time in medical and political terms, along medical and political lines. It was going to be along these lines. Those who have taken the vaccine, a.k.a. the jab, that's what a lot of us call it, and those who have not taken the vaccine. See, so these demons with their mainstream media propaganda, we could see it on the rise. they were going to try to pit one group against another. Their old divide and conquer, tried and true for centuries, this strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And we said it was going to start snowballing. You know, you look forward to the vaccine passports where one group can get on a plane and go anywhere, but the other group cannot get on a plane. One group show his little card and he get to go into the concert or the ball game, and another group have to stay outside. One group get to show his little card and he get to go into the nightclubs and get his groove on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
that's
the
right.
other group stay outside in the cold. That's the way they're trying to pit society. One group against another. Now they're planning on taking it to the extreme of one group gets to keep their job and gets to keep their income, and another group gets to go to the unemployment line. But that won't do you any good because the unemployment office will say, that's not a valid reason you lost your job. You should have taken the vax. You know,
that's
not
right.
like they fired you. You refuse to be manipulated. You refuse to be brainwashed. So that's not a valid reason to lose your job. So you're not getting any unemployment benefits.
That's right.
It's coming. No, it's no longer coming. It's here. It's here.
Yeah.
Look no further than, there's many examples, but look no further than the hospital in, I believe it was Houston. Remember those workers, I believe there's about 100 of them or more. They had refused to take the vaccine, and their job threatened to fire all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the workers filed a complaint or a suit, and it was thrown out of court. So there you have it. So a precedent has been set, has been established.
Right.
So now when these employers, these wicked employers, will try to put you out of work, and a lot of these people have mortgages to pay, they got car notes to pay, and they got to live. They got groceries to buy, and, you know, some of them are trying to put their children through college. They don't care about any of that. If you don't take this jab, you're out in the street. Good luck to you.
That's it.
Hope you could find a nice relative or a nice shelter. But that's what's going on. And look at how they whisk the people, their minds up into a frenzy. The ones who have bowed down and taken this back, they've got them all whisked into a frenzy that they're starting to, you know, verbalize their anger against those who haven't taken it, those who have cooler heads, cooler minds prevail.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to whip up their anger and blame everything. They're saying that those of us who have not taken the vaccine, who have not fallen for the propaganda, that we're holding up society returning to normal, that we're the ones that I can't go back to the – we're the ones that's keeping them from going back to the nightclubs and getting a hookup with that woman they want to get next to or that man they want to get next to. We're the ones getting their dance on or their drink on, you know. You're the one that's keeping us from going back to our life of fornication and pleasure and lust and from going to the concerts, the marijuana-filled concerts and, you know, seeing our favorite weirdo rock star or whatever, and going to the ball game, seeing our idols play. You're the one that's keeping us from getting on a plane and going to, you know, Las Vegas or someplace to gamble away all of our money. You know, they're blaming us because you guys won't stick out your arm, you selfish, self-centered, you know, so-and-sos. They're blaming us. They're mad. They're ready to do something about it. They whipped them into a frenzy, man. They're ready to act on it. And
that's
you know
right.
what? And you got to give it to this synagogue of Satan news media. They're not letting up one bit. They're not taking their foot off our neck. Matter of fact, they're pressing down harder on the pedal, And what they're doing now, get ready for Joe Biden's door-to-door campaign coming to a community near you. Joe Biden is sending out his hitmen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go out 2x2 or 4x4, and they're coming to knock on your door. They got some information to give you. That's what they're saying. Information in one hand and a syringe in the other.
Yeah.
They're coming to your door.
Yeah.
So be ready. Don't say you weren't forewarned. Elder, so why did we entitle this, What Do You Have to Lose? Well, unless you've been living under a rock for the last year and a half, you know there's a demonic mass propaganda campaign going on.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they're just like that movie Scare Jessica to Death, they're trying to scare the world, the citizens of the world, to death.
Mm-hmm.
And scare them so much till you pretty much lose your mind. You lose all your common sense. And then they offer a cure. They say, we got a cure. We got a vaccine that's come out faster than any vaccine in human history. You know, normally it takes 8 to 10 years or more. We got something in a matter of months. No, it hasn't been tested on animals yet like the others. Oh, well, you're the animals. You're the test subjects. We don't need mice. We got real people to test it on. Yeah, some of you are dying. Some of you coming down with Bell's palsy. But, you know, that's just collateral damage. That's all fair and love and war. You know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Most of you are going to live through it, at least for the first 6 to 18 months you are. After that, all bets are off.
That's right.
Okay, so that's what we're up against. So what do you got to lose? Are you going to believe that pseudoscience, that false science? They won't even never give you the real report of those who are dying after taking them, whether they died a week after, a day after, a couple of months after. They will not give you the full. They won't give you the full report, the accurate report.
That's right.
And then those who have complications, horrendous side effects, and we're not even going to get into the long term. Oh, Yah, help us all. 6 to 18 months down the road, Yah, help us all. This could be mass carnage. But you know what? What do you have to lose? And you say, what do you mean, what do you have to lose? You're going to believe in the synagogue of Satan, demonic news media, their demonic propaganda that's coming at you 24/7, 365 days a year. It's a nonstop campaign. It's not going to stop. It's just going to overlap. Now, here's what the scripture says about that. Scripture says in Jeremiah 17:5, first is the man that put his trust in man, that trusted in man. And then they're called like carnal man, sinful man, wicked man. So your so-called experts, the Fauci's, and like you say, the Gates, the money going. Oh, and man, you know, just wait till we start talking to people above Gates and above Fauci, because that's what they funnel all the attention to, characters like these. But boy, you got 13 families. Believe me, you know, the Rothschilds, the DuPont, Wahlberg, all of these big families, the shadow government, the ones who really run the thing, they hold the finance keys to the world. And they say this country is going out of business, that country goes out of business. When they say we want you to launch and start a war here, it starts. See, this big finances is unlimited. And so they'll prop up people like Fauci and Gates, and we'll funnel all of our attention to them. But it's those same old 13 families, that old bloodline, that old Nephilim bloodline, not even all human, part celestial, you know, part demon, you could say. You know, they say of Rothschild, that big castle he has in England, that they always serve a plate. They have a plate set up with an empty chair there when they're eating supper. And that chair, Satan comes up Satan is summoned up and talk to him face to face. That's how close he is to his God. That's how close he is to his God. Who do you think own all the news media that's pushing this filthy garbage, this campaign? Who do you think own all the television channels, the news channels, Hollywood, the same synagogue of Satan? They run it all. They run the world monetary system. So you're going to put your trust in them? That's what Scripture is talking about, trusting in wicked man. It says, curse the man that put his trust in man and make it flesh his arm or make flesh his strength. In other words, you put your confidence in man. Bible says you're under the curse. You're under Baal. That's why you can't see straight. That's why you made the irrational decision to go ahead and let them have their way with you and put your arm out. I'll take the jab. I'm scared. Are you full of the flesh and lust? You want to get back to your sin, your sinful ways. I just want to get back to the nightclub. I'm going to do it. Stick your arm out. Now, as opposed to putting your trust in man, how about this? Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in your Uah. Trust in his word. Put your trust in your Uah with all your being, with all your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding, your own logic, you know, your own rationale, your own judgment. But anchor your judgment, anchor your decision on the strength of the word of the Most High. Anchor your decision. Let it all come from him. And he said, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, run it past him, seek his answer, seek his advice. He said he will direct your path. He would have let you know whether you should take that jab or not. So why not put these demons to the side? Stop putting your trust in these so-called experts that you see on the news every night, every day, and turn to your Uah with all your heart, like the word says. Trust in his word with all your heart.
That's right.
Yes. His Ruach, as they will lead you in all truth. And if you do that, he'll direct your path. So trust
him.
That's right. That's why we ask the question, what do you got to lose? What do you have to lose by trusting the Most High over man? Over man. Just ask the people who went through the Tuskegee, the syphilis, that so-called science, right? So-called science, that medical experiment that they did on our people. Whether you know it or not, we are the true Israelites. We are the descendants of the true Israelites. The so-called descendants of slaves, the black man, the Negro. You'd be known as colored and all this. We are the descendants of the Israelites. And look what they did to our people in this country, all kind of demonic experiments. You ask the descendants of those Tuskegee men and see how they feel about trusting this medical system. For over four decades, they used and abused our people and tormented them. And these people passed this filthy disease on to their loved ones and spouses. And some of their spouses that, you know, lost the ability to procreate and, you know, became sterile and died. And before they died, of agonizing, painful, horrible death. And we're supposed to trust them. No, we're not only just talking about the Tuskegee. We've been abused, and our ancestors have been abused since we first walked on these shores. No.
Okay.
How about putting your trust in the Most High? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Elder, that was our introduction. We're going to bring you up. I know you got a lot to say on this. Hallelujah. Come on up.
yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, there's a lot. You see, this, like you said, you know, this is all a big fear game, a big fear tactic to scare us, keep us on a situation where we're not sure what this old crooked thing up there that's supposed to be the president is going to do. Yeah, but see, as I look at these things, I do see the weakness the wickedness, the weakness too of mankind. You see, that's why I will always suggest that we keep our eyes on the word of Yah through all of this, okay? Because this is going to be the way you're going to be able to navigate through this garbage, this junkyard that we find ourselves having to go through before the end. Because, you know, men, as far as these Gentiles is concerned, you know, they're not don't depend on them for anything. Because all you're going to hear is lies out of one group of mouths just the way you do it another. Because that's all they can do now. They cannot even stand up and tell you the straight truth about nothing. These people on their way to hell. It's almost like they know that they have already signed up for hell. You see? Because, you know, they got this coronavirus, that crap. That stuff ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. You know, you got people out there, even some of our people, you know, really trusting in that mess. You see, just like a lady I just saw yesterday, I believe. You know, poor girl, she won't tell the truth. Because, see, usually if they tell the truth to us when they come to our office, when they took the jab and how, you know, so forth, then what we would do is put them on a probation before they could come into our office, because we want them to be out of here for a while since they had taken the shot, the jab. You see, don't come into our place until we know, we feel anyway, that we may have a chance. If we put on a mask after you come in, we may be protected a little bit anyway. Although we're not trusting in that, because we see none of this stuff is trustworthy, because they have thought this thing through and they have created some stuff. They have pulled their poison stuff together so that it will try to reach you no matter what you try to do. You see? So
that right.
We could still pray. We still pray and put our trust in Yahuwah, because we know he's all powerful and he can even help us and save us even when they're trying to destroy us. He can make their destruction towards us non-effect, cannot even bother us, because we put our trust in the Most High himself, you see? So that's what we have to think about these things, because that's the only way we're going to be able to pull ourselves through this. That's why I don't even worry about this coronavirus and stuff. I tell them, hey, that's some crap. It's not for us. It's not for the Hebrews.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's part of it. And when I see that, when I say that, ain't none of them can dispute it. They can't say nothing but, I know it's real. This is a real thing. But you know, you can know what you want, but I have the word of God, and I know that. See? And so I'm not worried about what you know, because these guys, they lie on us about what we think, the way things are here, right here where we live. You can tell. It's just every time, any place, even in Africa, anywhere, that this coronavirus is not effective, not designed, not killing people like it should. They say they feel that it should. They come up with a lie for that particular area, you know?
That's right.
I was looking on TV, and looked in certain areas over there with Bruce, of black people, I just put it that way anyway, was of living. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, this coronavirus thing jumps out, this variant thing that they got. And it just takes place. All of a sudden, a lot of people, they pretending. They just lying.
Right.
Lying on our people. I can say that for sure. These are lies. You know, whether people want to believe me or not, because we know what Yahweh has just said. Who would believe our report anyway? See? So they're just lying.
That's right.
They come up with the lies that they need for each area. Any particular situation, they're going to pop out of their head with the lie that they feel will fit that particular purpose. So that they're going to try to trick you
they're going to make you almost think that they're going to come on out, which we know that they plan to try to come on out and jab you anyway. They want to destroy you anyhow, you see?
That's
and
right.
So, you know, when we see these things, we got to know, we can put our trust in Yahuwah. Because I'm a firm believer. I know what Yahuwah has said. He says, resist the devil. Resist him. Okay?
Yes.
And you'll have to flee. You don't have no choice. You see?
That's
so,
right.
These demons, they can try to do what they think they can do to the people of Yahuwah. But those of us who have our mind made up already, regardless of what we're coming with, we ain't got to worry about these demons, okay? Because, like I said, this stuff is not for us. It didn't come until after the curses, after the 400 years has expired from the time that we've been over here, you see, that was it. This Gentile has been falling slowly, headed to the dust since then. You see, they've been headed down to the drain, for example. See, and that's what's happening. And I'm afraid that they're starting to see it. But my thing is, I'm trying to do my best to put out, in a sense, the word of Yah so strong, so plain, so that the Hebrew people themselves can see what these devils are doing right before our face, okay? Just because they put a pretty girl right there on the news and throw her little sticky butt up in your face every time you turn around, she's sitting up screaming and smiling, you know, that doesn't mean nothing. Don't let that
fool you
or trick you at all, okay? Because
Hallelujah. Those
are just tricks of their game that they are using to try to get you. They want you to take that jab because they feel that the more of us he could get, the lighter his sentence was going to be. But that's a mistake that he's making too. He's still making a mistake, you see? Because he's going to get what is coming to him regardless of what has happened among other people in this world.
He has already
committed a sin, and he himself, the devil himself, refused to repent. And all of those that he got already in his bag, so to speak, they won't even repent either. You see, they will get out there, and before they repent, they still thinking that this dragon has something over them. You see, every time they look at him like he's not, they don't realize these are fallen demons. These people have fallen, you see. And we're we are taking on this status of being the head and not the tail, okay? That's what's going on with us now. And I could tell myself, that's what's going on. The more I trust in Yahuwah, see, the more, the better things are working out for me and my family right here in this town here. And so we know that Yahuwah has not forgotten about his people. You see, no matter what, we just got to continue to trust in him. Don't let, because Satan wants to try you. He wants to see if he can get you to fall out of grace, fall out of faith. He wants you to just give up, you see. And you think that, it'll just work. The devil got anything. The devil ain't never got anything, okay? The scripture always says, his word doesn't change. He said, the earth is mine, okay? And everything else that is me belongs to me, okay? You ain't going to, Satan can't take that away from Yahuwah, no matter how he tries, okay? Because his little try ain't about nothing anyway. This is the devil you're talking about. And you know he's already a defeated foe. He's already been defeated. He's already hell-bound, okay? And he's just lingering all around along while he's in the process of dying, trying to trick you, to get you to come along with him, you see? And so we got to be smarter than that. We just got to remember what Yahuwah has told us and taught us in his word, okay? And remember that his word doesn't change, you see? He said, I changed not. You see, you sons of Jacob, you are not, you have not been overcome or consumed or whatever. Okay, because I am Yahuwah. I am your maker, you see? And so that's what we got to realize that and realize so if they come to us, you know, when they come around us, because they are already around us because they've already surrounded us. They have
that's
set
right.
every trap in this world. And we know this is Babylon. He's leading out in that trap too. Babylon ain't nobody else but this United Snakes, okay? And he has done everything. He went out and covered every track he thinks that he could cover. If we try to leave here, if we try to go back to Africa, if we try to do any kind of make any connections with our brothers on the other side of the, what you call it, the diaspora over there, and there's some, you know,
cross
Africa, crossing the water and so forth, he thinks he done already wrapped that up. Because we already see what he's done. Everywhere you think you can go, you got to take this coronavirus test. You know?
That's right.
And
that's right.
You can go anywhere. You better not test positive, because if you do, you got a 12 or 14 day lockdown thing for them. You're going to have to do that. And just enough time to get you sick. That's what they want to do. You know, trick you. So that you can't go nowhere while they feed you more of their poison. And next thing you know, you're getting sick now anyway because you're trapped somewhere where you don't want to be, you know? And so that's why I'm saying, that's why I have my whole trust in Yahuwah. If I don't get to go out of this country right now, you see, I'm looking at his word. He told us he's
Hallelujah.
Coming to get us. You know, he going to get those of us who were scattered out here amongst these nations. So I know that. So why should I be anxious to go anywhere that, you know, you have Yahuwah and not told me to go? As long as he is still in charge in my life, I'm not that anxious. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be patient.
That's right.
You see?
Hallelujah.
Because I know. You know, I ain't got to be worried about trying to, I just got to go to Africa. Oh, I've got to go. You know, no, you go there, get yourself trapped into having to do things that you didn't think you were going to ever do, because they got you once you leave from wherever Yah has took us and put us, placed us.
You're right.
You know, we
have
to remember. You know, we remember, Yah has not forgot where we're at. He know he brought us here to this country, okay? And if he haven't personally came down and told us to get up and go out of here, then
yeah.
I'm not going to worry about it because we see everywhere else these demons are going, especially this United Snake, okay? Everywhere this thing is gone, he done took everything they could take and wrapped it up over
there. Yeah.
They have stripped everybody over there in Africa, everybody, all of these. No weapons for them, nothing. You stuck. You just do what we say. You can't even be
right.
your own man, anything. You got to follow our dictate. Whatever we say, you got to go. So if we allow ourselves to be convinced that we can't do nothing, ain't nothing else for us, then we'll fall for that trap. But as long as
That's
we
right.
know Yah, we know, and we know when he tells us to go, he'll lead us out of here anyway, okay? He knows,
mm-hmm.
we know that. See? And so why are we going to be anxious, to be so anxious to get out of here, especially when he's taking care of us right where we are at now? You see?
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, this is what we got to think about and remember, you see? Because Yah, he loves his people. No matter what, you can't take that from him. You can't, no demon out of hell I'll try to take it from him. You see? The demon can't do nothing but just die or try to do what he thinks he can do, but he ain't going to get so far. He's not going to get so far. That's why we got to put our trust in Yahuwah. Just put our trust in it and know that he's going to take care of his people. He knows where he put us, all right? So we don't have to worry about that. We don't. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't, okay? So I'm trying to find something that I was going to read when I can run out of time to it. Okay. Well, I could just read this here in Amos 8 chapter. I'm just going to read these couple of verses if I get to here. Yeah, it says here, "See, days are coming, declares the Master Yahuwah," okay, "that I shall send a hunger in the land, not a hunger for bread, nor a thirst for water, but for hearing the words of Yahuwah," okay, "and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east," okay, "they shall diligently search, seeking the word of Yahuwah, but they shall not find it," all right? "And in that day, the beautiful maidens and strong young men shall faint from thirst, those swearing by the guilt of Samaria, who say, as your mighty one lives, O Dan, and as the way of Beersheba lives, and they shall fall and never rise again." See, he's talking about the wicked, those who give up. See, now you ask the question, what do we have to lose? What do you have to lose, Israel? Okay? What do you have to lose? If you turn around and bow down to these wicked demons, you're going to lose the salvation that Yahuwah has already given you, okay? If you just give up, all of a sudden, oh, I just got to take the jab. I just got to go on and do it, okay? Because I see they don't took over. They got, no, then you give it up. You give it up, you see? And we're not, we are Israel. We are Israel. We don't give up like that, you see? We trust in our Father's word, okay? We trust in Yahuwah. And that's why we don't give up just because a little bit of adversity comes up, okay? Okay? We don't. We hang in there. We just hang in there because, like I said, we are Israel, and Yahuwah had something beautiful to say to Israel. And the devil knows it. The devil knows it. That's why he wants to block us. Keep us from being able to get what Yahuwah has already given us, okay? Okay,
yeah.
"For I am Yah," these are the word here, "for I am Yahuwah, I am with you." That's what he's telling us right here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 11 here. "For I am with you, declares Yahuwah, to save you. Though I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you, Israel." You see that?
Yeah.
That's the message that we want to keep in mind. See? I mean, no matter what, he ain't going to make no complete end of us. That. But I shall, of course, reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. Now, anybody, any grown person like us, anyway, like me, you know, we understand what that is because Yah gave some of us, he gave us the parents, and he even led them to raise us, to bring us to him so that we can learn of him ourselves, see? And we've had parents have done these things, okay? Have actually brought us to the word of Yah, and some of us have learned of Yahuwah ourselves, okay? And when that happened, now we know we don't trust nothing else. We don't trust, we don't give up on Yahuwah, okay? Because he will not, we know that already. He will not give up on us, okay? And it's thus said, Yahuwah, your breach is incurable. Your wound is grievous. See, now that we have grown up and matured enough to be able to comprehend these kind of things about ourselves, you see? And Yahuwah is reminding us, you see? He said, no one pleads your cause to bind up there. There are no healing medicines for you, okay? That's just what he's reminding us, letting us know what we have done. It's almost that same situation where we're just almost helpless, okay? And without him, we will be. All those loving you have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I struck you as an enemy strikes with cruel chastisement. Now, we should never forget that word chastisement, okay?
Yeah.
Because I think somewhere he tells us, those that I love, I chastise, I chasten. You see, that's us. He loves us, although he chastises. That's the instrument. That's love. That's his way of loving us, okay? But we got to understand
right.
that, okay? Because your crookedness is great. Your sins have increased, okay? But why do you cry about your breach? Your pain is incurable because of your many crookednesses. Because your sins have increased, I have done this to you. See? So long as we understand why things have gone in a certain way for us, okay? See, he's telling us, bringing it down to us so that we can understand these things, right? However, see, all those who devour you shall be devoured, okay? So these Gentiles, yeah, they treated us cruel and didn't care about what they did to us when he gave us over to them. You see, they cared nothing about us, the young or the old, they did not. You see, and all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. You hear that? These demons that have treated us the way they have been treating us, the children of Israel, shall go into captivity. And those who exploit you shall be exploited. You see? What goes around, come around, okay? Listen at that. And all those, I mean, all who prey upon you, I shall make a prey, you see? Because they use us, they had us scattered out in the fields. I was scattered out there in the fields. On a day like today, see how hot it was today? It was over 100 degrees out there. We had to get out there all day long when I was coming up a kid, and we had to be out there in that sun, you see? But yeah, see, I got to show how strong he made his people. You know, we were able to endure that kind of treatment, you see? And he said, I restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, declares Yahweh.
Yeah.
For they have called you an outcast band. This is Zion. No one is seeking her. Thus said Yahuwah, see, I turn back the captivity of Jacob, tents, and have compassion on his dwelling. You see that? See, so that's why although all these things we had to go through, I remember it was so hot. But, unfortunately, we were blessed because all we had to have was some ice cold water in a keg.
That's right.
and once we chop cotton, that's what we did. By the time we go from one row and down to the end of another, we had to be gassed up. We had to have a drink of cold water. And once we got that drink of cold water, we had enough strength to go another round, you see, until all the way till the sun set, till the sun went down. We worked that. I remember. We worked those kind of hours in this kind of weather that we are in, we're having here these days right now in the summer, hot summer, okay? And I turned back the captivity of Jacob's tent and have compassion on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace stand on its right place. You say, hallelujah. So that's what I'm saying.
are we going to get scared now and get tripped out just because we got some old, I better try to not say the wrong name for that thing that call itself up there in the White House, you know, because think he could just tell just have things to happen to us. Who does he think he is? You see, that's Satan himself. You can't do nothing
right.
No more than what God allows you to do. Satan himself knows that too. Yeah, because he says so. I just happened to be looking at TV today, I believe, and I just happened to see one sign about Joe Biden. All of a sudden, well, I ain't gonna demand nobody to have to take the vaccine or the coronavirus that don't really want to, you know. You see, so these guys are mixed up, so cross-headed, cross-minded. They don't know what they really want to do. They really don't, you know. They want to do something. They one day, then the next day, all of a sudden, something else is coming out of their head. So they just screwed up. That's why I don't trust nothing I hear from them. Because they can't do no more than what Yahuwah allows them to do. In the meantime, while they all crossed up in the head, you know, I'm relaxing. I'm watching this stuff. You see, and it gives me an opportunity to warn my people. Hey, listen what Yahuwah has said in His Word. Don't forget that, okay? Because His Word is the only foundation, the true foundation now that we got, okay? We can depend on this word of His, okay? And out of them shall rise thanksgiving and the voice of those who are longing, and I shall increase them, and they shall not diminish, and I shall esteem them, and they shall not be small. Isn't that all these things? You know, ask yourself, what do you have to lose, Israel? What do you have to lose for this jab?
Right.
Yeah, it is what you will have to. You will lose, because all you got to do is take that jab, and all of this is gone. You can forget it. All of the good words, all of the good promises that Yahuwah has given you, Satan done stole it away from you. Now, if you go out there and turn to Him and start trusting in Him, taking His jab, that crap. That's why I'm telling you, they come to me with that stuff. They got this big disappointment coming. That's all I got to say. Because I'm not going to hold back. I keep this word out, say it in their face. And then if they think they, because I really don't believe that Yahuwah will turn His back on us and let these monsters, these demons, that just think they got it all figured out just because they got a little crumb of bread, going to just do what they do. No. You know, already told me the niggas that, well, I didn't say that. They were. Those that have brought us into captivity, they don't do it. They are going into captivity too. Somebody's going to have them locked in, okay? And have them peeing on themselves, doo-dooing on themselves without anything, all right? That's what's going to happen to them. Because what you did to others, you will have it done to you. You don't do it. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap it, okay? So that's why I don't worry about these things, okay? That's why we can't. Because otherwise, you know, we'd be done drilling ourselves crazy listening to these crazy demons out here, okay? And his children shall be as before, and his congregation shall be established, okay, before me, and I shall punish all who oppress them. You see? So anybody that thinks they're going to come up against us and do whatever they want to, those are the clowns going to get punished. Get it? They're going to get it. It's just that simple. And I'll be glad to stream it, tell everybody, this is what Yahuwah has said, what's going to happen to them. That's why when I see them going down the drain, going down the tube, thinking in their own slut or their own mess, then I don't worry about it. All I just look and say, thank you, Father Yah, because He knows what's going on. You know, you see their arrogance, their unrepentant attitude,
in everything. He's seen it, okay? And so that's why I got to be careful out here because, you know, I conduct myself in a way that, you know, most of them can't help but to respect us here in this neighborhood, you see?
It's right.
Almost like they just have to. They have to. They tell us, oh, y'all so sweet. Y'all just nice people. You know, another guy comes today, oh, man, I just love it, the way y'all treat the kids and all of that stuff. You guys are, you know, and so forth. So, you know, I hear that and I understand it. I just praise you, Father Yah, for, you know, working through us so that they can get a glimpse at your spirit in a person, in a man, in his people, okay? They can't find no condemnation against us on us out there. That's why it pisses me off when I look at the news and these brutes out there killing each other. I mean, going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, just killing each other like mad dogs, you know. I'm saying to myself, what's going on with these folks? Who raised you? You know, what happened to you? And his princes shall be from him, and his ruler shall come from among him, and I shall bring him near, and he shall reproach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, declares Yahuwah. And you shall be my people, and I shall be your Allah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, I could continue to go all day listening to the words of Yah, because we, you know,
yeah,
ask that question, you know, what do I have to lose? You see, you got a lot to lose. Oh, person, there's a lot to got, you know, and you need to understand that, what we're saying here. What do I have to lose? What do you have to lose? Thinking that vaccine is the only thing that you should turn to? No, that's just hell that you be turning to. Okay? That's what you will be looking at yourself going straight to hell. Okay? And, you know, like I was telling you all earlier, you know, I've seen people even in my family just turn to this vaccine. It just breaks my heart, you know, because usually those that I see who have turned are the very ones that I have had the opportunity to witness to, you see,
mm-hmm.
And I've known that their attitude towards me for just witnessing to them. It's almost like they want to make you feel like you just making a mistake. You just think your best stuff is so good and that everybody should turn to you and all of that stuff. No, I wasn't thinking that. All the thing I was thinking is you getting to understand who your maker is and who you are. Because, you know,
yeah,
we came over here on these ships and everything, and a lot of us, we're still just as dumb as we were when we first came here, because we come down to knowing who our maker is and who we are, okay? A lot of us, see? So I've been working hard out here all this time trying to hope that you would catch on, get a glimpse of it, and just stop even listening to me. Just start looking at the word, the Bible, the scripture, because I know,
that's right.
I know you got the scripture because we came up in the same household. You know, you got the same parents that I have. And I know we were taught from this book, okay, from Yah's word. And you should have had enough sense, even if you didn't understand it then, but at least turn and look at it a little closer. So and pray for understanding. You see? Because if you did that, right now you would not have turned to that Bill Gates coronavirus crap. Okay? You didn't have to turn to that. You see? It really is. So and so, you know, we have to understand that and look at it and wonder why things happen to us and so forth. Yeah, you know, we're running those curses. We didn't have to just get carried away just because you run this curses. Yah's word was still out there. He was still trying to bring you, draw you, you know, give his love and so forth. And so it's up to you. So hallelujah. Okay, all right. So let me just read this one. Close up. See, the storm of Yahuwah shall go forth in a rage, a whirlwind storm, a whirling storm. It bursts up on the head of the wrong. You see what he did? He's already giving us understanding about what's to deal with this wrong stuff, this unrighteous stuff. You should have known, everybody, most of us should have known that, because he constantly tells us. You know, and then he tells us what is wrong and what is right. His word is right, his truth. Okay? The burning displeasure of Yahuwah shall not turn back until he has done and established the purposes of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it. Now, we are in the latter days, right now. They are upon us, okay? That's why he said, you shall understand it. See? Oh, yeah. So, Elder, I'm going to let you come on back up here so that you can give us a little update. Okay. All right. So, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to give a status report. They said, if you believe the synagogue of Satan, propaganda news networks, this big vaccine campaign is for the good of man. You would think it's going to prevent something bad, something evil. Well,
yes.
Let's see the truth about it. Now, a lot of times you could get very little truth from their own sources. I mean, they're really stingy with the truth. So take these numbers with a grain of salt, because I would say they are actually much greater than these posted numbers I'm about to read to you. Okay, so this vaccine is, they want everybody to get it so bad that Joe Biden is about to send his henchmen door to door. Well, let's see how good this so-called vaccine is holding up. Remember, these numbers are nowhere near the actual numbers. They don't just give out straight truth. But they have to put some numbers here because too many reports were coming into the CDC. So the CDC said, well, you know, I'll take these numbers and I'll report 1% of them just to keep them happy and off our back. So let's see. It says more than 5,100 breakthrough COVID cases reported in Massachusetts. And that word breakthrough is deceptive because they act like they happen. Something strange had to happen for these COVID cases to actually break through this barrier, this wall. And this wall is supposed to be the vaccine. It's really not breakthrough at all. It's really breakout. That's what they should call it, breakout cases, because that's what happens usually when people get this vaccine. Something usually breaks out, unfortunately. Now, we're not happy about this. You know, Elder and I, we're not happy about this. We're not gloating. We're not, you know, saying, I told you so. But we have been warning the people. Like you read that scripture last week, Elder, about the watchman in Ezekiel. Yah has called us to be watchmen in this matter about this whole pandemic thing. He told us to be watchmen. He said, why don't y'all get off of this? Talk about the athletes. Talk about the Super Bowl. Talk about something, the NBA Finals. Talk about anything besides this. No, he told us to be a watchman for this. And we're going to stay on course until he leads us to do something different. Hallelujah. We're listening to the Most High, not man. So here we go. In Massachusetts, it says more than 5,100 breakthrough COVID cases reported in Massachusetts. At least 80 have died. Remember those numbers. They're usually reporting about 1%. That's usually their going rate, CDC. It says, I'm going to read into this. This is the, I'm going to give the source, 10, Boston. I guess this is their local NBC affiliate, News 10, okay? So this reporting is done by Caitlin McKinley Becker and Diane Cho. Okay? So here we go. And this is pretty current. This is July 25th. So it's only a couple of days ago. All right. It says more than 5,100 Massachusetts residents have tested positive for COVID-19, okay, despite being fully vaccinated. Okay? So fully vaccinated means if you went to Pfizer, you if that's where you want your death poison, I mean your vaccine, if you went to Pfizer and they said you need to take two jabs, you gave them two jabs. You took the two jabs. You didn't just give them one. If you went to Johnson & Johnson and they said you just need to take one jab, you gave them that one. So you're fully vaccinated. So this says more than 5,100 Massachusetts residents have tested positive for COVID-19 despite following all of their dictates, all of the rules, getting fully vaccinated, despite being fully vaccinated against the virus. Now they, but when they get the vaccine, they don't get, they don't suffer much. Okay, let's read on. At least 80 of them have died. Okay? Now, these numbers, if you believe these numbers are not conservative, are not pinched and manipulated, something's wrong with you. So 80 have died. I would at least multiply that times 10. States, now, it doesn't supposed to be any die. It doesn't supposed to be any catch the back. You're supposed to be walking around like Superman, Superwoman. You're supposed to have your cape on. Why are you catching it so much?
Right.
You know, 5,100 of you and 80 die. State health officials said Tuesday night. Okay? So, it says the latest update from the State Department of Public Health comes as coronavirus metrics continue to creep up in the Bay State, while the more contagious Delta variant keeps spreading in the U.S. Okay? Okay, let's go on in this article. It says the death toll of 5,166 confirmed breakthrough cases of the 4,300,361 Bay State residents fully vaccinated. Okay, so they're trying to save a small amount. Remember those numbers, how they can be fun. It says health officials insist vaccine confidence should not be shaken. It says, and say these numbers should be put into perspective. Okay? All right. It says, I think we have to be cautious, but we have to keep it in perspective, the president of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers says. Okay, so that's your Massachusetts here. Now, we could go on to a lot of other states in the United States that are having these so-called breakthrough cases. Again, breakthrough means, just in layman's terms, if you're fully vaccinated and somehow, some way, you still catch the virus. It still breaks through that barrier of protection that you never had. I mean, that you're supposed to have had. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that invisible barrier of protection, it still breaks through. Okay. So let's go across the waters and let's go to Israel. Israel here. Okay. So, you know, they call this, you know, the United States of Israel, because Israel's pretty much running everything here. Okay. This is called Fortune. I guess that's their, this is fortune.com. It's the Israeli edition. Okay. This is why the titles, this is why vaccinated people are still testing positive for COVID-19. It says, with COVID-19 shots reaching billions of people, reports have grown more common, it's more common for this to happen, of people getting infected with the coronavirus despite being vaccinated. Okay? It says, just as natural infection doesn't guarantee protection from reinfection with the virus, neither does immunization provide a perfect shield. Okay? So they are telling somewhat of the truth. I give them a little bit of credit. What they're really saying is there's no protection in that vaccine. I mean, the protection is all relative. It's all relative. It's your confidence in the vaccine. That's what's making you feel good. That's what makes you think you walk around without a mask and everything. It's mm-hmm. really nothing in that vaccine that's going to prevent you from either getting the COVID and passing it on to others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just your emotions, your confidence in this system. The experts
mm-hmm.
told you they got a magical cure, a magical shield. It's supposed to be a shield. You don't supposed to be able to break through, and you believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You put your trust in science rather than
mm-hmm.
common sense, rather than the wisdom of the Most High. Okay, it says,
that's right.
I'm going to read on. It says, so-called breakthrough cases among the immunized are a reminder that as long as the pandemic virus is prevalent in the world, it remains a threat to everyone. Do you hear that? It's a sad reminder, it says, that as long as the pandemic virus is prevalent in the world, it remains a threat to everyone. So they're saying, yeah, you took it. You're not protected. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we could read a long article. So this thing, first, it's important to remember that the testing positive indicates an infection with SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that can cause COVID-19. The disease is diagnosed
mm-hmm.
only when infection causes symptoms such as fever and cough. Okay? So, there you have it. You can still catch it. It says none fully protects against the infection, meaning many vaccinated people are still at risk of catching the virus. It says many. It didn't say a few. It says many vaccinated people are still at risk of catching the virus and transmitting it to other people. The,
mm-hmm.
the more SARS-CoV-2 is circulating in the community, the higher the chance of infection. In some instances, those infections will break through the protective shield that vaccine-induced
mm-hmm.
immunity provides to cause COVID symptoms. They say in rare cases, the illnesses may even be life-threatening. No, it's not in rare cases. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
there we have it. I didn't want to stop in the United States. I want to give a little international flavor to it. So, Israel, having their problems, not just with the unvaccinated. Well, they didn't even mention the unvaccinated in this. They're having trouble with the fully vaccinated. The United States, we read about what's happening in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble with the fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are you going to believe?
Scripture
says, whose report, who will believe our report? It doesn't mean me and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
It means Yahuwah's report. Who will trust and put your trust, your whole trust, in the Most High? You know when you put your hand on a Bible and it says, do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? So help,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I do. Okay, that's the kind of trust you have to have in the Most High. All your trust,
mm-hmm.
nothing but all your trust, so help you. And that's
right.
the kind of trust Yahuwah is looking for. And when you put your
mm-hmm.
trust in him, he guarantees something in return. He guarantees he has your back. He has an insurance policy. For those who love him,
mm-hmm.
what is it to love him? To love him, it says in 1 John 5:3, it says,
mm-hmm.
this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his commandments. You have to walk in his laws and commandments. They
mm-hmm.
are spiritual. They did not stop with the last book of the Old Testament. What did Yahuwah say? What did the Messiah say? He says, until heaven and earth pass away, his commandments, his laws will still be in effect. He said, I did not come to do away with the laws. You know, I come to show you how to fulfill them. You know, I come to give you the
mm-hmm.
full understanding. What did he mean by the full understanding? Well, what did the written law say on stone? It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. I mean, a man and woman, you know, That's getting it. That involves actual intercourse, you know, physical. But you will say, I'm here to give you the full understanding. It's not just physical intercourse. He said, I'll tell you, if you looking at a woman, or if a woman looking at a man, to lust after them, you know, to imagine in your heart, committing that act in your imagination, he said, you've committed the act of adultery right there. You've committed the act of fornication right there in your heart. See, he didn't come to do away with it. What did he say? I couldn't fulfill. I come to give you a full understanding of it. And he says, what is that full understanding again? Give me another example. The writings on stone says, thou shalt not commit murder. Thou shalt not shed innocent blood. He said, I'm going to give you the full understanding of that. He says, if I tell you, if you hate your brother without a cause, he said, you have committed murder already. He said he did not come to do away with the laws. He come to give us the full understanding, the in-depth, the spiritual understanding. That's why he took them off of the stone and he placed them in our hearts. So they become alive in us through the Ruach HaKodesh. So don't listen to any pimp and pastor that's going to tell you the laws and commandments are done away with. No. All he means is he don't follow them. That's why he's still pimping you for your money. He's not following the laws and commandments. And he wants you to follow them too. He warned about people who would try to turn people away from the laws and commandments. He said they'll be called least in the kingdom of heaven. That's not saying they're going to make it to heaven. He's just saying that in his throne of heaven, they will know them. They will know these people are the least of his creation. They're going to be called the least from the heavenly host. The people who do walk in his laws and commandments and encourage others to walk in them, they're going to be called great in the kingdom. No, don't let nobody fool you. We know the law. In 1 John 3 and 4, it says sin is the transgression of the law. And then you go down to verse 8. If sin is the transgression of the law, it says those who sin are of the devil. In other words, those who transgress the law are of the devil. This is what it says. So don't believe man. Believe the Most High. Believe his word. And for those who believe his word, and obey his word, he has an insurance policy for you. And I tell you, this COVID vaccine shot, so-called vaccine, experimental drug therapy, experimental gene therapy, it has nothing on Yah's insurance plan. If you want protection, this is your protection. It's all written down. Just like Allstate, State Farm, AAA, all of those, they're going to give you an insurance policy, and you take that policy home and you read it, or you read it right there at their office, and you decide if this is something that you want, something you put your funds toward. If it's good for you, you go ahead and purchase it. If it's not, you walk out the door. Well, this is the Most High's insurance policies for his people. Everybody's not covered under this. Just like everybody in the world is not covered under Allstate. Everybody's not covered under State Farm. Everybody's not covered under this insurance policy. This is for his this is for his people, the ones who love him. If you love him, you're going to keep his laws and commandments. You're going to keep them in your heart. So let me read his insurance policy, Elder. I know you got some. I don't know if you still have those clips or whatever, but I don't want to take too much time. I'm going to read this and give it back to you. This is your insurance policy to those who love him. It's found in Psalm 91. We read this often, but you can't read it often enough. Do you know during these times, this demonic news media, all this demonic witchcraft, this propaganda, we need to pray more than ever before. We need to fast more than ever before. When you fast, during your prayer, in your fast, you need to pray this insurance policy. You need to pray this over your household. You need to pray this over your loved ones. You need to pray this policy This is for you. It's in Psalms 91. I'm going to read the King James Version. Starting at verse 1. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my mighty one. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Pestilence. You hear that? That's what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. That's where your trust should lie.
Mm-hmm.
His truth.
Mm-hmm. When
you say by his truth, you say, thy word is truth. John 17:17. Thy word is
That's
truth.
Right.
His truth, his word. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. All that mess you listening to, that news, all that demonic news on the nightly news channels, cable news channels, all that terror they're trying to instill in you, acting like you might just drop dead if you go outside without this, if you're not fully back. He said, you're not going to be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. This so-called corona, you can't see it, right? But it's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
This invisible pestilence. You're not going to be afraid of the pestilence that walketh in darkness. It says, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday.
That's right.
You're not going to worry about the statistics, because he never meant for you to be a statistic. Now, what do you mean by statistics? Look, it says 1,000 shall fall at thy side. You say, they always report, look how many died. Look how many contracted today. Oh, man, these are the corona hotspots. Oh, they're dying here. Now they're dying over there. They're dying everywhere. You know, it says 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yahuwah's word will not return void. It's going to accomplish what it's set out to do. It said it shall not come nigh thee. And I'm a testament of me and my household. None of us haven't even had nowhere near any sign of this so-called pandemic. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We haven't taken any jab. But we're living healthy. We're eating as healthy as we can. We're trying to get as good a night's sleep as we can. Don't do that all the time, but we try.
Yeah.
And we're taking our proper vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take our vitamin D3, like you mentioned, Elder. We take our zinc. We take our vitamin C, multivitamin, and we live. We try to do our best to live a clean, righteous life. Because at the end of the day, yes, it's good to eat right. It's good to take your vitamins. It's good to exercise. But at the end of the day, your protection is in your walk. Your protection is in your walk with the Yahuwah. Your protection, your true protection is in your relationship with the Most High. That's where it's at. And this is what the prophet said. He said, 1,000 will fall at thy side and 10,000 at that right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Listen to this part.
Right.
It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're going to see it. You're going to be around to see
it.
But it's not going to come nigh thee. But he's going to let us observe it. Just like he let Moses go up on the top of the mountain. He let him overlook. He saw the promised land. He might just go over there, but he saw it. He said, with your eyes, you're going to see the reward of the wicked. We're going to see the recompense of the wicked.
Right.
It says, because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. See, we walk with him. We talk with him. We try to live for him. We love him. We made him our habitation. His spirit. His indwelling spirit of Ruach HaKodesh dwelling us. That's supposed to be a habitation. The scripture tells us how we're no longer our own. We were bought with a price. See? And it says our body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Your own spirit, the Most High Spirit. He said his spirit doesn't dwell in temples made by man's hand. I don't care how many multi-million dollar churches that go up and they build. He says the spirit of the Most High, the Ruach HaKodesh, doesn't dwell in temples made by man's hands. Where does it dwell then, brother? It dwells in us, his people. And if you are his people, it dwells in you and I. Hallelujah. So it says, you have made the Most High your habitation. You welcomed his spirit. Hallelujah. It says, there shall no evil befall you. So no matter how much they try to scare you, no evil is going to befall you. Neither shall it, you're going to like this word because that's what people are calling this. It says, neither shall any plague, they call this thing a plague, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his malachim, his angels, his malachim charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's your insurance policy, Israel. And when I say Israel, I'm including the stranger, the Gentiles who love the Most High, just like his own blood people. He loved the Most High, and you're entitled to all the full rights and benefits, you know, as long as you love the Most High and you love his people. Hallelujah. Because he said the stranger will grab hold to our tassels. They say, I'm going with you. Hallelujah. We said, because surely we have inherited lies from our father. We have inherited lies. So we invite the stranger as long as you love the Most High and you love the Most High's people. Hallelujah. That's your insurance policy, Israel. So you don't have to live by fear. You don't have to turn on CNN and Fox and MSNBC and just like a scary roller coaster ride, be scared to death, you know. Oh, my goodness. It was bad, and now it's getting worse. No, this he said this doesn't even apply to you when you walk with the Most High. So let it apply to you. You say, but I don't know if it applied to me. Well, if you're unsure, it has a remedy for that. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You got to humble yourself and know you haven't been walking right. He said, so humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked way. He said, if you do that, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Well, that's your remedy to turn back. Hallelujah. Come on up, Elton.
Yeah. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we. That's how important Yah's word is to us right now. Okay? We don't have to be afraid of this stupidity that they're constantly bombarding us out here with. Okay?
Hallelujah.
We don't have to. And then people may think, oh, you just saying that. No, I'm not. You know what? You get the spirit of Yah in you. And you listen to what he has to tell you. You won't be afraid of these demons out here. Okay? Just because somebody like Joe Biden walk around, half dead already, going to try to tell you what you ought to do or should do. No, you ain't got to be afraid of these demons. Those are demons. Okay?
Hallelujah.
And the scripture says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He has to get out of here. You see what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about. And that's why when I listen to what Yah promised Abraham, look, he promised him this way back in Genesis, the 15th chapter, okay? And we think about these. That's enough for me to know I ain't got to worry about this crap. Because look what happened to Egypt, okay? They went through some similar stuff. And they thought they could be rebellious against the Most High and turn on the children of Israel and slaughter them like they just had the right to do that, right? Like these demons today think they got a right to certify themselves to be murderers, okay? Yes. And they kill any power people. They have already turned on the children of Israel. The
That's
same
right.
one that Yah
drowned it in the sea, okay, back in the time when Moses was here. So, you know, Abraham was here, I mean, you know, so forth. See, we got to believe this. We got to believe that Yah has got our back. He's going to take care of us, okay? So
that's
right here. Look at Genesis. Let's go back to the 15th chapter, okay? Now, it says here, I'm going to read it, start to read it in verse 12. It says, and it came to be when the sun was going down and a deep sleep fell upon Abram, that sleep, a frightening great darkness fell upon him, okay? So, and as he slept, it says, and he said to Abram, Yahweh said to Abram, know for certain that your seed, now he said, your seed, who is the seed of Abraham? We are, okay? Now just
That's
notice,
right.
Now don't be playing with this thing, because this is truth here that we're looking at. We are the seed, his seed, okay? And
hallelujah.
Your seed are to be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, you see, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, you see? So there
yes.
it is. We are the only people that's in the history of this world, okay, that this can apply to, okay? And we know it, and they know it too, all right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, Genesis and so forth. You see, it's the only thing. It's our people who got to get this thing together in their head so they can know
That's
who
right.
Yahweh is, all right? And then it says in verse 14, but the nation whom they serve, now we know these 400 years, all the time we've been slaves to this old white man here, and we've been saying Mr. this and Mr. that, Mr. nobody. That's what we've been saying, Mr. to. Mr. garbage can. That's what they basically are coming out to us, trying to honor them like they something, like they got something.
Right.
Because we messed up. Yeah, we sin in our lifetime. The nation itself sinned, and that's what caused Yah to have it to send us over here, give us over to these filthy people. These Gentiles, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to the nation of Israel, okay? And you want to look at that, see what Isaiah has to say, all right? I believe it's pretty close to, let me see, where am I? You look at Isaiah 47, okay? Because it tells you here, look what it says here. I know again, let your nakedness be innocent. I'm just going to read verses. Let me go down to 47. And go to verse 4, okay? It says, our Redeemer, Yahuwah of hosts, is his name. And see, that's what we got to understand, too. Our people need to get this thing in our minds, because this God and Lord stuff that we had just allowed ourselves to be falling into and seem like we just can't get out of it. We just get rid of it and so forth. We got to understand our Redeemer, okay, Yahuwah, his name is Yahuwah, his host is his name, and set apart one of Israel, out of one of Israel, set apart one, okay, that's who he is. Sit silent and go into darkness, O daughter of Cassim, for no more do they call you mistress of land, okay, no more are they going to call this United Snakes, okay, mistress of land, okay. Because she's been lost, she's fallen. It's Babylon, fallen. That's who we're looking at here. I was rough with my people, see? There he is again, okay? I have profaned my inheritance, and I gave them, you see here? I gave them into your hand. They went into this crooked snake-fied demon in this country here, okay? Anyway. But you showed them no compassion. You made them your very heavy on the elderly. You see, these people, they hated us for the passion from the get go.
That's right,
hated us. Right? And you said, "I am mistress forever," and so that you did not take these matters to heart, okay, and did not remember the latter end of them. See, they didn't remember back then when they doing their stuff, doing what they did, their arrogance and all that stuff. No, they couldn't think about these days that are coming now that we are into, the judgment, their judgment. No, that was the last thing that would come to them. Okay? And now, here this, you who are given to pleasures, okay, who dwell complacently, who say in your heart, I am, and there is none but me. I do not sit as a widow, nor do I know the loss of children. In other words, I'm the superpower. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm the superpower. Only superpower in this world.
That's right.
And it goes on to say, both of these come to you suddenly, okay, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in completeness, okay, because of your many witchcrafts. You see, that's what they play witchcraft. That's why so many of our people are just lost, walking around here.
That's right.
Zombies, you see? Tell them about this coronavirus. Oh, they heard the white man says, so good, I'm going to be all right, I'm going to get it. Don't talk to me, I don't want to hear what you have. That virus is going to get me if I don't, you see? Your numerous great potential spells, you see? That's what these people are doing. Witchcraft going on around here, causing our people, the children of Israel, to be walking in a trance, in a spell. And you have trusted in your evil. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have led you astray. And you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none but me. You see, these people, that's what this country here, this nation, the United States, have said, no one, they're the only one. It's the toughest one in the world and so forth. And they still won't, even though Babylon should be able to see. I don't know if they see it or they may be shit blind bats or something. Because they see she's fallen, okay? She is fallen.
Yeah.
Even if they try to do something or anything like that. They got this wicked guy called Joe Biden. He don't know what to do. He's so crossed up. His mind is just, you know, it's all messed up. He can't do nothing right. Okay? Evil shall come upon you. That's what the scripture, that's what is promised to this wicked nation. Evil. And we see it. He has come upon them. So they do evil things towards the children of Israel. I mean, it's like they don't give a damn. They don't already exempt themselves from anything that they do towards us. Okay? And you not knowing from where it arises and troubles fall upon you, you being unable to put it off, and ruin come upon you suddenly, which you know not. Okay? See, that's what I'm saying. That's why we don't worry about these things that are happening to them, this coronavirus and all that crap, because that stuff is not for us. Okay?
That's right.
It is not for the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Right? Because you get caught up on that train of thought, you messed up. You got to pray to Yah to forgive you, help you, lead you out of that train of thought, okay? Because evil shall come upon you, and you're not knowing from where it arises. And trouble falls on you, and you being unable to put it off, and ruin comes upon you suddenly, which you know not. He tells you to stand now. Babylon, stand now with your potent spell and your many witchcrafts, okay, in which you have labored from your youth. You see, they've been getting prepared for this. I mean, from the time that the inception of this country, if so then you are able to profit, if so be you find strength, okay? But you are exhausted by your many counsels. Let the astrologers, the stargazers, and those who prognosticate by the new moon stand up and save you from what is coming upon you. And that's kind of scary as far as I'm concerned. I would be repenting if I was, you know, if I was under that spell, see? But since I know that curses, that 400 years, once it passed, we were good. We were okay. Okay? We have an opportunity to come back to Yah in full force, okay? And we don't have to be caught up anymore under the curses, because we just got to know Yahweh and be obedient to him. And he's having mercy upon us, okay? See, they shall be as stubble. Fire shall burn them. They do not deliver themselves. You see that? You know, the snakes, these guys, they can't deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Listen at that. Flame, fire, makes sense. There is not a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before it. Okay? So they shall be to you with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one his own way. There is none to save you. See? Now that's a serious judgment that is pronounced on this country. See? So why should I be afraid of what's going to happen to them? My thing is to make sure you don't get me caught up in your mess. You see?
That's right.
You it will try to do whatever it takes to get you. Oh, just take the jab. You don't, you're going to die. You know, take that coronavirus and all that. Oh, they decide they're going to give it to our children and everything. But that's a mistake. You know? Babylon, you done made the mistake, the ultimate mistake, when you're going to start jabbing, putting this poison in the children, okay?
Yeah.
That's a mistake, okay? You may have gotten away with it if you only put it in the Gentiles, your people, okay? You may have got away. I don't know if you would have either, because, you know, the Gentiles have the opportunity also to salvation. So don't have to stand by and let you, Satan, just do as you please to anybody. Okay? He can cut you short. Split second. Okay? So that's why, you know, you are doomed, whether you realize it or not. You are doomed already. Hell has already done swallowed you up. Okay? So that's why we gotta make sure we don't allow ourselves to let this situation here that we're going through here be something that scares us and get us all shaken and so forth. No, we don't stand strong. We are the children of Israel. We are the elders of Israel. That's why we're gonna keep teaching this word of Yah, okay? So that those that doesn't understand yet, they will come to the knowledge of who our maker is, who Yahushua and who Yahuwah is, okay? Okay, because it says, hear this, O house of Jacob, talking about us, okay? Who are called by the name of Israel and have come from the waters of Yahudah, who swear by the name of Yahuwah and profess the Allah of Israel, okay, though not in truth or in transrighteousness, for they shall themselves after the set apart city and lean on the Allah, the mighty one of Israel and of hosts his name. Okay? Hallelujah. So I'm gonna go ahead and I got one clip. We do. Oh, we don't have
Oh, okay. The clip that we were going to play at this point, we don't have time to put to do it because it won't. It's just a little bit too long with the time that we have left. Okay.
Oh, so, okay. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Okay. But you know, as I continue on, just to read just this little bit here, I have declared the former events from the beginning, and they went forth from my mouth, and I made you hear them suddenly. I acted, and they came to be, okay? Because I know that you were hard, and your neck was an iron sinew, and your fatherhood bronze, okay? Therefore, I declared it to you long ago. Before it came, I made you hear it. Lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image commanded them. You see? So this is what I'm saying. Yahuwah makes it clear, you know, what is going on. We just got to listen to him, open up our eyes, and don't allow ourselves to listen to Satan, the media out there, this United Nations, whatever they champion or preaching out there to the world, okay? Because there's nothing, they just teach us, they come out with a new lie and an old lie and everything else every day, okay? All you got to do is listen to them because, you know, yeah, just one day there's nothing going on over here, over there, and you know, and all of a sudden, next thing, oh, Corona just took over. It's just, that variant thing, it's just, destructive. And these are just lies. They tell on people because they want to, they have an agenda, you see, and they want to put out their messages to frighten you, okay, to drag you under them, you see, in those commercials and everything that they do. They're trying their best to drag us down with them. And those of us who understand and know, we don't have to allow Satan and his imps to pull us down with the destruction that has already come upon them. Okay? This destruction, this judgment that Yahuwah has spoke about way back in Genesis. Judgment will set on that nation that held us in captivity. That same nation that sent our babies to alligators and let them kill our children and so forth. So, you know, we just got to remember all of these evil things that they have done because Yahuwah have not forgotten. He tells us in his word, vengeance is mine, said Yah. Okay? Vengeance.
Hallelujah.
So they have not gotten away with anything that they have done. Okay? I'm telling you that right now. So they can come out and lie like a dog every day they want to. It ain't no big deal because it ain't going to bother me because I know that they're lying. When they go against the word of Yahuwah that they have already done a long time ago and not having thought about repentance, no. These demons is just waiting for the time that Yahuwah go ahead and light the fire on their behalf, okay? And it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's just me to say, he will get you. He will revenge his people from their demonic mess. Okay, so what we're going to do, I see that we've been running out of time right now. Okay, so we're going to close out with a set-apart musical, one that, let's see, Fly Away by Zimmeria. Yeah, we're going to sing that one. Because it's about over, okay, for tonight. And we appreciate everybody that tuned in with us tonight. Okay, again, you have a question on time, you hear us speaking, and you want to say something, go ahead. You can see the number up there. Just go ahead and stick your hand up or press your phone that you have. Number one, press that. And we'll get a message right up here in the studio, and we will be glad to go ahead and let you come on up and speak to us, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead on and call it a day, call it a night, okay? So you guys, we'll see you later. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Shalom, family.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yes, all right. Go ahead. Shalom, shalom. Go ahead, Elder. I see a question mark up from one of our listeners. We can let them come up, or you can go ahead on, Elder.
Oh, no, I'm done for tonight. Hallelujah.
Okay, then. We're going to let this one questioner we see, we're going to go ahead on and let them come up and speak. Shalom, shalom. Oh, that one. Okay, hold on. Okay, shalom, shalom. I think that was you, Ella. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. Shalom, shalom. And again, we appreciate everybody that tuned in with us tonight. And we're going to go ahead and call it a night tonight. We will say shalom, shalom, shalom. All right. All right, hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah. Shalom, Israel, and good night.
Shalom, shalom. All right.